Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're back from over there. Yes, gang, it's another special Command Performance package headed your way. A half hour filled with stars, the music, and the comedy you've asked for in your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And the mistress of ceremonies of tonight's CP is that gal you asked for over and over again. Here she is, that lovely star with stars in her eyes, Janet Blair.
Hi, gang, and thank you, Harry Von Zell, for the very flattering introduction.
Oh, nothing at all, Janet. Say, what is on tap for tonight?
Well, Harry, we have a very good show, and we're going to lead right into the first number without any preliminaries. Here's a guy coming up that you all know. He really dishes out the songs for you listeners to the Armed Forces radio stations all over the world. Here he is, gang, David Street.
And I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of a thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. That this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my
Street. Your song is top. In fact, it's one of my favorites. And now, Harry Von Zell, what cooks next?
Well, Janet, next on the command list of requests...
Hello.
Wait a minute, Harry. This is Ethan Finnegan from Duffy's Tavern.
No! Well, well, so you are the famous Finnegan, eh? Mother Nature's answer to the quiz kid.
Tell me, what brought you to Command Performance, Clifton?
Oh.
How did you get here?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know, I don't know. Can't you say anything else besides I don't know?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
What was that?
I said, I don't know.
He's not very bright, is he?
Well, anyway, Finnegan, we're glad you came.
I almost didn't get here, you know. It took me 3 days to cross Sunset Boulevard.
3 days?
Yeah, this doggone shooter of mine don't work.
What do you mean that your suit won't work?
Oh, when I bought it, they told me it was so loud it would stop traffic. Am I too quick for you? Well, it's a good thing that I had me lucky rabbit foot along. You see it?
Well, Finnegan, wait, it looks all crushed.
Well, it should be. It was in me pocket when the truck ran over me.
Gosh, you ought to thank the stars you're alive, Finnegan.
Yeah, well, don't thank him yet. First demand proof.
Mr. Bonzel, that's the nicest thing anyone ever said to me.
Well, I don't think it was very nice.
Compared to what they usually say, it was nice. But that truck didn't scare me half as much as something else.
Well, what else happened to me?
Well, I was walking along until I came to a drugstore. And there I came face to face with the stupidest looking guy that I ever saw.
My gosh, what did you do?
Well, to tell you what he looked like, he had little pig eyes and his forehead slanted straight back. And his hair came down. His head came way down over his eyes.
Oh, dear. Well, what did you do?
I combed my hair and walked on.
Well, look, my dear Finnegan, yes. I hate to interrupt this brilliant conversation, but we happen to be doing a show, a radio show.
A radio show?
Yes.
Oh, you mean like that program, Life Can Be Sinking?
Oh, now, please. That program happens to be Life Can Be Beautiful.
Don't sound that way to me.
Well, anyway, command performance isn't quite the same,
no?
Finnegan. You see, we are not a commercial show.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a sponsor.
What's a sponsor?
What is a sponsor?
Yeah, that's what I said.
What's
a sponsor?
A sponsor, let me explain it to you. A sponsor is a guy with a lot of money, and he puts it into radio.
Well, wouldn't it be safer pinned to his underwear? Nobody could get it there, they say, you know.
You don't. Look, Finnegan.
Yes?
I'll give you an example.
Yes?
A sponsor is a guy who, shall we say, spends $1 million just so you can buy a bar of candy.
With or without nuts.
Well, what is the difference?
The difference? I ain't spending $1 million for a candy bar without nuts. Yeah.
Please, now, don't try my
friend. Well,
I get very upset with
you.
The sponsor spends $1 million for the candy bar.
Well, he said, I know where he can buy them for a nickel. Hey, look, Mr. Bonzel, could I sing on your radio
sing.
Show? Yeah, I got a voice.
Not for singing, though, no.
Well, it just so happens that I was told I had a very mellow voice.
A very mellow voice?
Yeah.
Mellow voice?
Yeah.
Finnegan, do you know what that word mellow means in the dictionary?
No.
Mellow means ripe, almost rotten.
Please.
Oh, Harry, let him. Finnegan, what are you going to sing?
One, two, two.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the celebrated Clifton Finnegan singing a onesie, a twosie.
So, onesie, twosie, I love you, gee. Threesie, a gee. Threesie, two. What comes after threesie?
Fourzie.
I never heard of it.
Oh, that does it, brother. Look, come back and sing after you learn to count.
Well, look, I'm a singer, not a mathematician.
Yeah, I know, but good night, Finnegan. Thank you.
Well, we didn't get very far with onesie twosie, but maybe it's just as well. Right now, Command Performance has a real treat in store for you in introducing a brand new star you'll be raving about one of these days. She's just finished playing one of the leads in a gorgeous musical called Holiday in Mexico, which also stars Walter Pidgeon, Alona Massey, and Robin McDowell. Everyone out at MGM is really very excited about her, and I know you're going to jump right onto the bandwagon, too. Here she is, Jane Powell.
Thanks, Janet, for such a nice introduction.
Well, Jane, you've got to get to the guy, know the guys who listen to Command Performance, both overseas and in hospitals here in the United States. And now, one more thing before your song. Usually we gals don't talk about our age. But since you're on the safe side of 20, tell them how old you are.
Well, I'm 16.
Oh, a little girl with a grown-up voice. What's the song, Jane?
This time I would like to sing a little French song called Les Filles de Cadiz by Léa Delisle.
Well, it was a real treat having you on Command Performance tonight. Good luck and come back soon again.
Oh, yes, Janet, that gal really is top.
Well,
huh?
I think so, too, you know.
I love for you, Finnegan,
not again.
I'm stuck.
Yeah. Really, that voice, it shouldn't happen to a human being.
Listen, Mr. Varnsel, I got something in common with that Frank Sinatra. Yeah.
With who? You've got something in common with whom?
Frank Sinatra. Girls swoon when they see me, too.
That I believe, but not for the same reason.
But look, Mr. Varnsel, I don't think you like me.
Oh, no, Finnegan, he doesn't mean it.
He don't mean it. Well, can I help it if I'm just a little stupid?
Of course you can. No, you can't.
Personally, Mr. Varnsel, I think you're a very handsome guy.
Oh, no. Well, thank you, Finnegan.
Yeah, in fact, you are extremely debonair.
Oh, well, gosh, thank you. You really think so?
Yeah, but then what do I know?
You cut that out. Now, out you go, Finnegan. Oh, out, right out.
Oh, we'll let Harry and Finnegan hassle that one out somewhere else. Because right now, Dave Street is going to give us another song. What's it to be this time, Dave?
Well, I'd like to sing How Deep is the Ocean.
Ah, one of my favorites.
How much do I love you? Tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is a journey from here to a star? If I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
That was swell. Now, gang, here comes a very serious moment on Command Performance with Harry Von Zell to tell you about it.
While you men are considering what course of education to follow under the GI Bill of Rights, we'd like to point out as an object lesson a man whose formative years were misspent long before there was a GI Bill. And so while with a proper education he might have been a dog catcher or perhaps a barber or by some stretch of the imagination even a legitimate doctor, a bona fide man in white. As you will see, he is nothing but a jerk in tattletale gray. Very clever, I'll be right. Oh, the phone. Excuse me. Hello?
Hello, Dr. Colonna speaking.
Oh, Jerry Colonna. Well, Jerry Colonna.
Please, Dr. J. Hackett Colonna, D.S., Ph.D., M.P., P.D.Q., A.C.D.C., and C.M.P.P.
Yeah, oh. Well, pardon me, Dr. Colonna, what is that C.M.P.P.?
Cement Mixer Patsy Patsy.
Oh, well, now, imagine you a doctor.
Yes, indeed. Specializing in radioactive diagnosis, operative prognosis, diathermic manipulation, and baby's watch, 30 cents an hour. Yeah.
Oh, you what, babies? Gee, they're so cute around the house in the nursery.
Yes, they're even cuter around Hollywood and Vine. We know, don't we? Ah, but now to business, Von Zell. Stick out your tongue.
No, stick out my tongue, but we're both on the telephone.
Go ahead.
Well, you mean like this? Oh, now, you realize how foolish this is, Kelowna. We're both on the telephone. Now, will you stop being silly?
I will if you'll stop licking my ear.
You... Oh, I give up. Listen, Kelowna, do you have any clinical experience?
Have I? I run the Lying Down Clinic.
Lying Down Clinic? What do you do there?
I'm the chief liar. Not only that, but I handle cases that other doctors turn away.
Well, don't you ever have any bad luck with them?
Well, come to think of it, in that last case, there were some busted bottles.
Hey. What was that? Dr. Kelowna, are you attending strictly to business?
Yes, indeed, Ronzel. At the moment, I'm engaged in a very businesslike examination.
Kelowna, are you sure that's a business-like examination?
Do a little amateur research on the side. I'll take that. Hello, J. Hackett Kelowna, B.S., Ph.D., A.M., P.M., D.D.T., and P.S.
Gracious, what's the P.S. for?
That's to cover anything I missed with the D.D.T.
This is Talbot calling.
Oh, Mrs. Talbot, you'll be very happy to learn I just finished operating on your husband. Sewed him up with one stitch.
One stitch? Do you think he'll hold together?
He'll have to. I'm out of thread. Now let's see. Where was I? Oh, yes, Miss Blair. Let me see your throat.
Oh?
Strep throat. Huh?
What? Strep?
Go ahead, honey, but just down to the shoulders.
Doctor, I've been out in that waiting room for 2 hours. I think I'm dying.
Don't bother me now. Come back when you're certain. Next case.
Doctor, you ruined me. Instead of vitamins, you fed me birdseed.
I fed you vitamins.
Birdseed.
Vitamins.
Birdseed.
Vitamins.
Kelowna, you're a quack.
A what?
Quack.
All right, birdseed. Next case.
Hello.
Don't get fresh with me. What's your name?
I can't remember.
I see. Amnesia.
No, that ain't it. Well, don't tell me now. Start with an F. Clifton, that's it.
Clifton. Clifton doesn't start with an F.
Well, the F stands for Friday, don't it?
Yeah.
Friday the 3rd, 1910.
That still doesn't stop Clifton.
Oh, yes, it does. That's the day my mother met my father.
All right, what's your complaint?
Oh, me? I ain't got no complaint.
No, it's just everyone who comes in here has a complaint.
Oh, I try to get along with everybody. Yeah.
Well, that's fine, but surely there must be something wrong with you. Think.
I can't.
See? I knew there was something wrong with you. Now, what else is bothering you?
Well, come to think of it, I am a little nervous.
Maybe cigarettes are your trouble.
Oh, that can't be it. I'm down to 20 packs a day.
20 packs a day? You should be dead if you smoke 20 packs a day.
Dead? I don't smoke them. I just eat the tin foil.
Now, but there's lead in tin foil.
Lead in tin foil? Well, I know that.
Yeah, that means an operation. You just have to get the lead out. Nurse, where are my gloves?
Here they are.
Hey, those are boxing gloves.
I should pay for ether.
Ether, that is, don't hit me.
Doctor. Doctor, here's your cotton.
Cotton?
Suture.
Band-aid.
American Steel.
Up 3 points, advancing steadily.
Hey, Doc, who are you going to operate on?
You.
No, you don't.
Wait a minute, come back.
Dr. Kelowna, he's going to jump out of the window.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Determined rascal, wasn't he?
tell Jerry, remind me, the next time I'm sick, not to go to you. And now, Jerry, we've got one more request to fill, and you're just the man to do it. Sergeant Jack Sidney, stationed in Germany, writes into our complaint department and says, Dear Commander Foreman, when in the heck do we get to hear Colonna, Murder, a song again? And I'm not going to read any more, Jerry. Just start singing.
Okay. I'm as restless as a willow in the winter. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. Oh, why should I have a half-suffering fever when I know it isn't a half-suffering? I'm a starry-eyed and bad-meaning citizen, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have a half-suffering fever when it isn't even a half-suffering? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street. What do you know? Dead end. Hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I have yet to meet. Ah, here she comes now. Pardon me. Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Where?
Tourist.
I'm as busy as a spider spinning in their dreams. I'm as busy as a baby on a swing.
Baby on a swing. Wee, wee, wee. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran at the clock. The clock struck 12. Lunch!
I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. Ah, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way. Ah, but I know it is in the half-suffering. I might have well been, might as well be. It might as well suffering.
It could be winter, summer, autumn, almost any other thing.
So it might as well be a suffering. Jerry Colonna. Rogers and Hammerstein will never be the same after that. But thanks anyway. Well, gang, it's time to roll down the curtain on another command performance. All of us back here send our very best to you out there and in the hospitals all over the United States. And that goes to Jerry Colonna, Charlie Finnegan Tanner, Jane Powell, Dave Seat, and Harry Von Zell. We are yours to command, fellows, so dig into those letters and let us know what you want to hear. This is Janet Blair saying, good night, gang.
Hollywood Coordinating Committee.
One, two, three, I love you.
Finnegan, now what?
I have something very important to say.
Well, all right, what is it?
This is the Armed Forces Radio Charter.